Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we're going to continue talking about time. And this subject seems to be of interest to quite a few people for quite a variety of reasons. And one thing we want to understand is that we try to understand certain concepts using our mind. And that's going to draw limited conclusions. But for the most part, unless God reveals certain truths about things, that's where we start, is what we can understand and make sense to us, whether it's common sense or even mathematical sense. We're using a part of our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, to understand concepts that are confusing to us. Our attempt here is to put time in perspective of the three realms of reality. Now, those three realms are the natural, the supernatural, and the spiritual. And our soul, our mind, will, and emotions function as a part of the supernatural realm. And what we're going to find out and conclude is that time is a created thing and therefore part of the natural realm, which means that our souls have authority over time. That being said, we have not yet learned to exercise that authority. Now, supernatural beings, solical beings functioning in the supernatural realm, we have authority over time, and yet, as in any other area, if we don't know how to exercise that authority, it doesn't really do us any good. And what we've seen is, in general, we believe what we believe for personal reasons. We were raised with those beliefs. We were taught beliefs. We lean towards one set of beliefs over another because they suit our temperament. And we want to have the assurance that those beliefs that are from God will stand scrutiny. So we never want to be afraid of putting what we believe out on the table and being objective about looking at it, testing it, seeing where, if we follow a particular belief to its end, what does that leave us with? Is that end consistent with the nature of God as being a loving and giving God? And therefore, is that consistent with our new nature, being a loving and giving spirit being? And if not, where do we need to change that belief? And is that God telling us, or are we trying to change it ourselves? Now, as we deal with some of these concepts, we don't want to be trying to come up with a right doctrine. Rather, we can trust God to reveal truth, since He is truth. He will reveal it to us individually. there are things we can all agree on, and there are things that we can all say, this is, a tenet of our faith in Jesus Christ and what he's done for us, and that it is through him that we know the Father and are changed from dead in our spirit to living in our spirit. But there are other things that do come by revelation, and God is not obligated to reveal equally. So we give each other the freedom to be where we're at. God has said that we are sons of him. We are individuals with him. We are not programmed to all be the same. We have a unique soul. For now, we have a unique body, and we are being brought into a oneness within ourselves. Now, what that looks like within him, again, you know, it's fun to think about, but we're not obligated to be absolute in our understanding or our teaching of how time works, how God functions within time, how we function within time. Instead, when we talk about time and what we want to learn about it, we want to see whether our beliefs regarding time are keeping us from being able to receive what God wants to give us. So though we may look at and be curious about how time works and how time affects us and the scientific aspects of it, what it comes down to is how does our concept of time keep us wounded, keep us believing lies, keep us from being a living spirit fully one with God. So in that sense, time is just another truth, like law, like grace, like being a three-parted being, like we are all in process, like who the nature of God has to be experienced in order to, we have to know him, we have to see him, he reveals himself to us, and then we respond. So there are truths that we think we know, even that God loves us, but until we experience that love, we're not changed by it. So let God reveal to you not just interesting information or a new insight, but apply it. Let him apply it to you. Is there an area that we're going to talk about that he wants to raise within yourself about a perception you might have about him, about God, about yourself, about your past, your present, and your future, about those you love or who love you, and about things that have happened in your life? Because in a sense, what we'll find is our concept of time influences our present far more than we often think. So we want to have a real not just perception, but a reception, and accept God's reality as he reveals himself. It's his job to reveal himself. We can put ourselves, make ourselves available, have that open ear, and let him be the God. He is the God, and he knows what he's doing. And one thing just to encourage you, most of the time, by the time he is revealing a truth or enlivening us in an area or healing us in an area, he's been working on that area in us for a long time. And 99% of the work is already done. He just makes himself known at the end so that we can join him in what he has already done. So we've been talking about the three realms of reality and how time affects or puts into perspective how God reveals himself over time from one age to the next. So let's look at some of our perceptions of time within the natural, the supernatural, and the spiritual realm. So we've seen that God's purposes change over time as reflected by ages. And those are just, again, just words we're using. Now, those are words that are in the Bible. They're eons. Like, for instance, when we talk about forever and ever, that does not mean eternity. That is simply for an age and an age. But it is a long period of time, and it spans two ages. There's an age of law and an age of grace and an area where there's a transition. And one of our challenges is that, and even in our own lives, we see gone through things based on a path, our past, looking back at our past life. How has our childhood affected us? What choices did we make when we were in college? What choices did we make for our careers? We look back, and as soon as we start doing that, we give in to the concept of time being a controlling factor. And this is where we get into a real challenge, that where does the reality of what's going on in the natural bump up against the truth of we are spirit beings that has a soul, that we just live in this body, that we have authority over those things that happened in our past, the decisions we made, mistakes, things that happened to us. We have authority over those things, but we don't know how to exercise them yet. How do we redeem the time? How do we make it part of our present? So in the natural realm, we can see that time was created as part of the natural realm at creation. We can think about, okay, how do we measure time? In a sense, we could say time, we use the clock, but it's we all have 24 hours in a day. We have a day and a night. And we split that all up into hours and minutes and seconds and moments. But it's all based on the rotation of the earth. When was the earth and the sun created? This is just something to think about. Was that when time was created? When the earth and the sun were created? Because without a way of measuring time, is there time? For us, though, this is where we're at. Time is part of the creation process. And time is earthbound. Now, we have our own, we've talked a little bit about this before, that our perception of time is limited to the earth, and that when we even do experiments about very fast travel in even the outer space, in the outer atmosphere of Earth, if you travel fast enough, you can actually gain a millisecond. So there's some control that we can exercise in the natural. So we can guess and theorize that there may well be other forms of what we call time in other aspects of the natural realm. Things may move slower in other dimensions. And we've already looked at how time warps. So time in the natural only affects our natural aspect or body and gives the structure to our lives with which we are all familiar. We often see ourselves as time-related or age-defined beings. We see how old we are, or where we are in life, in the scheme of our lives, middle-aged, old age, young. We all have the same amount of time, though, 24 hours a day. And we can only live each day one day at a time, that day. Or to be more specific, any given moment. That's all you have as far as your time from the natural standpoint. Now, one may propose that the two greatest thieves in any of our lives are the two thieves that were represented by the thieves crucified next to Jesus, the past and the future. When we dwell on our past and our future, do we sacrifice something of our present? And our present is the place where time, where we can take authority over time, is now. Because God is a present God. And when we start thinking about what God did in our past or what he's going promised in our future, do we rob ourselves of knowing him now? But realizing God's authority, we can have that confidence that God has given us exactly, each of us, the right amount of time in the natural. And that everything that happens within time is under his control. Now, over time, we will also see part of our assignment here is to bring time under our control as well. So here we see time is a natural thing. So what about the supernatural realm? Supernatural, simply one step above natural. Doesn't even mean more powerful, just above. Now, one thing to consider, time does not have influence in the supernatural realm. For us, this means that when we feel controlled by time in our mind, or in our will, or our emotions, within our soul, we are believing lies. In your soul, in your mind, in your emotions, you are not under time. One of the things we want to learn how to do is when we get wounded, how to forgive and let it go and not carry it with us. Not because somebody deserves to be forgiven, but because we recognize and know that we are forgiving. That's our new nature. So it's just something we do now. We forgive. For instance, when we are feeling guilty or wounded by something that happened in the past, we are incorrectly letting time control our soul. Or if we are feeling anxious about something that is going to happen in the future, such as expecting God's judgment or speaking in public, we are letting time control our soul. Now, that doesn't mean we don't prepare. We absolutely do. But we prepare for that moment in time. We do what is appropriate now. Now, now, now. We don't put our lives on hold for a particular moment to come to pass. We live in the moment. We live as spirit beings, one with God and in Him. Because we behave according to what we believe, time can influence our soul if we believe it can. This is where those lies come in. Fortunately, as our soul and body begin to line up with our spirit, which is already in eternal life, and we begin to experience that present moment truth in our lives, we learn by experience how to recognize when we are giving time control over our present eternal existence. We will then be able to enter His rest more easily and live on that eternal plane. And just as a quick refresher, remember, eternal life has nothing to do with time. Eternal life is a quality of God. Eternal life is not more of this life or a better this life. It has no bearing. We should, you know, find another term other than life. It, because eternal life is a quality of God. And when you became born again, when God re-inspirited you, when He breathed His life back into you, you received eternal life at that time. And you received all the eternal life you're ever going to get. And your spirit is experiencing eternal life right now. But our soul and our body are still coming into alignment. So we are still experiencing natural life that is tied into time, and soulical life, which is tied into our strengths and weaknesses of our soul. So as we distinguish between those concepts, it's important to see where we need to let go of our misconceptions, because we draw erroneous conclusions about our past, present, and future, if we're not willing to let God reveal His truth. Now, whether God does or not is up to Him. So don't feel bad that if something's just not interesting to you, or you don't get it, or whatever, it's not your time. And that's fine with God. He knows exactly what you need right now. He's your moment, God. And in this moment, He's already working on every circumstance in your life. And you can trust Him. And that's much more important than any understanding, is developing that relationship of trust. Knowing that He is for you. And that He's not going to drop what He's doing in your life because something else has come up. Something else, he's surprised about what's going on in the Middle East, so he's not going to be able to pay attention to what's going on in your life. Rest assured, He has everything is going exactly the way He wants it. So many people say, then what am I supposed to be praying for? What am I supposed to be, you know, interceding for? Well, it's about relationship. And we do need to double check what our intent is. Are we trying to tell God what to do to influence Him based on our own understanding? Or if we're available, is He merely just allowing us to partake of what he is already doing. Because we are sons, joint heirs, co-inheritors, and in order to learn how to live as a spirit being, we need to learn how to overcome, how to engage in warfare. We've already overcome our enemies, the world system, and the devil. Our big challenge is overcoming the flesh. And that is something God has to do. We can only be available and participate with him. So allow the Lord to show you where there's areas where he wants to talk to you about in your perception of time. One of the big things that comes up is, I've missed God. That's a time lie. Of course you haven't. We have this idea that if we had heard God and been obedient and done what we were supposed to do in the past, we would be in a different place now. And God would be able to move through us in the future. This is probably the most common. And then there's so much pressure on the next generation, the younger generations in Christianity, that it's up to them to bring in the next thing of God. And they have to fulfill the calling on their lives and whatever, you fill in the blank. And that pressure is time-related. When we all can just rest and we are each exactly where God wants us to be, that he's already taken care of any changes that need to be made in the world. He'll take care of that. He's not surprised by anything. And we do need to adjust our concept of intercession and prayer, but that's for a whole other time. Our priority is to know him. If all we ever did was learn for ourselves how to be available, how to wait on him and with him and for him, all these other areas of concern and questioning, some questions he may answer, some may just fall by the wayside. God is not obligated to answer our questions. Sometimes he does. And sometimes when he answers them, it only raises more questions. So it's this process right here that develops confidence in his commitment to us, that he's not going to hold our past against us or change our future because of that past. But we learn to know ourselves as a spirit being that is not bound by a past, a present, or a future, but we are in that eternal now. And that's where we start talking about time in the spiritual realm. And we could say that the only time reference in the super spiritual realm is that there is no time. We mistakenly refer to time in the spiritual realm as eternity, and it's eternal. And again, those are not time related. Those are quality related. But because we can't comprehend it with our finite minds, we expand our description of what we do know to describe eternity. But eternity has no beginning nor end, just as God has no beginning and no end. Eternity didn't start, and it will not change into something else or end. Instead, eternity, eternal life, can only be entered. And when we received salvation, we entered eternal life. Didn't just put his life into us, but he put us into his life. A different kind of existence altogether. So, in our spirit beings, there is no aging or maturing or growing up into. As God describes himself, so do we. I am. I exist. So we'll pick it up here next week. Feel free to drop me a line with any questions or thoughts you might have. Diane@therainersclub.org. There's a contact form there as well, or you can do it through Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.